And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about, we go way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, Boomer works some magic. We are back on the air. So if you had a gaffe a moment ago and you're listening, it was not on your end. It was on our end. We had a system that decided it was going to lock up, and it just would not respond. But you couldn't even find the mouse on your computer. It was just gone, wasn't it?
It was completely gone.
That's just freaky. All right. Well, listen. Hey, listen. We're going to go to the phones right now. You may recall that about a month and a half ago, we had Officer Keelan Darby on. She's an officer in Decatur, if I recall correctly. She's also the wife of Officer Ben Darby of the Huntsville PD. And you may recall, too, that Ben Darby was convicted of murder in a shooting that took place while he was on duty on a call. And there was a man who was in possession of a weapon, and Officer Darby did what he believed was necessary at the time, using lethal force, and the man lost his life. That being said, this has been on appeal for quite a while because his trial was kind of weird, and we'll rehash a little bit of that in a minute with Keelan Darby. But the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals came back in his favor this week and has now reversed and remanded. Reversed and remanded means, yes, they overturned the conviction, but they remanded it for a new trial with instructions to do some things differently. So that's enough of me. Let me go ahead and bring on Keelan Darby. And Ms. Darby, thanks for making time for Right Side Radio today.
Thank you guys for having me on again.
Absolutely. Well, listen, first of all, tell me how you and your husband are doing right now.
Oh, we're doing well. Very excited about the news from the Court of Criminal Appeals and the unanimously favorable decision that they made on his case. I still haven't seen him yet. He's still incarcerated, which I myself and a lot of other people don't understand because he's no longer a convicted felon because his sentence was reversed. So we're working on getting him home, but we're both just ecstatic. We know that we're not out of the woods yet. There's a lot of things and a lot of steps that we have to take to completely shed this from our life, but we are in the right direction.
Well, it's certainly a win. I mean, the ultimate win would have been to have it all vacated or to, for that matter, to have it reversed without instructions for a new trial. But at least a new trial gets you back in the position to take control of your lives, I guess.
Yeah. It'll get him home, and we can work together and not through the prison system of trying to take the steps forward that we need to take to completely get him vindicated.
Well, so let me ask you, Keelan, I mean, remind my audience. I mean, I remember the details, but I want to hear it from you, not just from me. The things that the appellate court said were done incorrectly at the lower level that were reversible, remind the audience what it was that made that trial so weird and definitely worth appealing.
So during his trial, it was closed to the public, including myself, so no one was allowed to be there and observe his trial, which is a constitutional violation of his rights. throughout the trial, the video feed that we were able to watch would get shut off by the judge periodically with no warning, no reason given. People would be on the stand trying to testify, and it would get shut off, which, again, is unconstitutional and it's illegal, quite frankly. That happened. There were witnesses that weren't allowed to testify that should have been allowed to. Talk to the jury. They were allowed to talk to the court reporter in case this did go to an appeal, but they weren't allowed to talk to the 12 people making the decision as to whether Ben was guilty of murder or not. The jury has to be able to hear all the evidence that is in his favor, regardless of if the prosecution doesn't like it or not. It's evidence that clears him of any wrongdoing. Police officers are trained. And we've seen it. We've seen it this week with the Nashville shooting. We've seen it this week with just so many different events. Officers are trained to do a job that 99% of Americans can't and won't do. And we're trained specifically in how to deal with situations for a reason. And because of that specific training, you have to view a police officer and their use of force through the lens of their training as a police officer, not as a citizen, because it's quite different. And then the jury during the original trial was not instructed properly on case law, namely Graham versus Connor. That is the use of force bedrock case law for police officers when they have to use force. It's a guideline of how police officers are supposed to respond. So the courts came back this past Friday and stated that all five judges all stated that if the jury were to have been properly instructed, it probably wouldn't have ended the way it did with Ben being convicted, and that that was a error made by the judge during the trial. And now when we go back to this new trial, they will have to be properly instructed on the case law and on the training that Ben received, because they weren't allowed to hear the training or that he was cleared by Huntsville Police Department either.
So let me jump on that just for a second for the benefit of the audience. As an attorney, I can tell you when I do jury trials, one of the big things that happens at the very end is the judge says, you've now heard the evidence, and in light of the law, not the evidence, but the law, if you find this, you must find that. And the law says these things. And the judge actually charges the jury, and the lawyers get to submit their proposed jury charges, and the judge will have his own. And then basically they're telling the jury, this means that, and here's what the law says, and those are called the charges. And so the main thing that reversed this was the fact that the jury was not charged correctly with regards to your husband's training, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Now, did the judge get reversed at all on the question of turning off the cameras or not allowing attendance in the courtroom?
They said that that was an issue, but the biggest issue with his appeal was the improper jury instruction, and that's what they're hanging the appeal on.
Okay. All right. All right.
Reversal. Sorry.
We'll take it, I guess. But then, so let me ask you this: what are they saying right now about whether he's going to be released pending appeal?
So, from what I've been told, he has to wait until the Attorney General, which is Steve Marshall, issues his opinion on the court's decision. Marshall has until April 7th to make that known.
Okay.
So, Ben has to sit there until his decision comes out. I've been told he should be home by mid-April, but I haven't been given an exact date.
Okay. Have you had a chance to talk to him since the decision came down?
Yes, we've spoken every day since the decision came down. 10 minutes after I found out, he called me. Again, I can't call him because of how the system is set up. So he called me within me finding out about 10 minutes later, and then we've talked every day. There's visitation this Sunday, so we'll be able to talk under better terms and not being recorded. So we'll actually be able to have a conversation about it more in depth than what I've been able to.
Okay. Are you going to have the same legal team working with you on the next trial?
As far as we're concerned, we're staying with our legal team. And, you know, a lot of people criticized us for that initially during the appeal, saying that they didn't do their job. And quite frankly, they weren't allowed to do their job, because every time they objected, it was overturned. And every time the prosecution objected, it was sustained. So our legal team did a great job at trial. They've obviously done a great job during the appeal process. That doesn't mean that we're not going to hire more help if we decide to do that, but we are staying with our legal team.
Okay. And let me ask you, I practice law, but not always in Huntsville. I'm in Huntsville occasionally. But is this going to be the same judge? Is the same judge still on the bench, or has anything changed?
She's still on the bench. From what I've been told, she will be the same judge. But we're looking into what our options are as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, if there's grounds for recusal, it usually would have already been found by now. But okay, well, listen, that being said, you're going forward. I imagine there will be they'll be impaneling a jury, and it's going to be a period of time. I mean, you're going to have, I would anticipate that he'll be released pending appeal, very soon. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to wind up having 9-10 months or more, I would think, until another trial date came up, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, we haven't been given a possible trial date or anything like that because we're still trying to get him home. I don't know when we'll have a trial. I don't foresee us having it this year just because of all the other trials that I have to go through and just the things that, the steps that we have to take to get moving forward. But I know, you know, everyone's going to know because this is a very hot topic case in North Alabama and among law enforcement circles. So, well,
it really is. I mean, I've got a piece right here. The national president of the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, issued a statement about it. So from Washington, D.C., you got the national FOP recognizing this and saying that they expect this is going to have ripple effects throughout the law enforcement community nationwide.
Yeah, because this decision by the courts sets case precedent that you have to view a police officer as a police officer. You can't view him as John Smith walking down the street, which is exactly what the Madison County District Attorney's Office compared Ben to. Ben was a trained police officer on duty for Huntsville Police Department, acting in the scope of his job. He answered that call, and he did what he had to do to come home that day. You know, Huntsville just lost one officer last night, and the other one is in critical condition. What if they have waited? You know, I don't know the details of that case, but what if those officers would have waited, and then they both would have been dead? You know, the average citizen does not go through the training that we go through, and because of that, officers have to be trained, or they have to be viewed by the training that they go through. It doesn't matter if you don't think it's what your opinion is on it, or you don't agree with police, or whatever your stance is on with law enforcement. You still have to view police officers as they're trained, just like we have to view teachers and lawyers and doctors and fill in the blank with any other position as the way that they're trained and how they do their duties. It should be the same for law enforcement.
And I said it earlier, but I'll go ahead and point again. You're saying you yourself are a law enforcement officer.
I am, yeah. I've been in law enforcement for 7 years, and I work day shift patrol supervising 12 officers. So, you know, I have 12 guys that look up to me for direction when bad stuff, you know, we answer calls every day where we don't know what's going to happen, and they look to me and say, hey, Sarge, what are we going to do? And we go forward. We make a plan and make it work to make sure that we come home at the end of the day and that we utilize the training that we've been given to effectively carry out our duty.
Well, Caitlin, Officer Darby, thank you for your time. And I want to point out, too, I mean, there's detractors. People are going to say what they're going to say. I know there's been controversy and people having their, you know, haters going to hate type attitude about the situation. Mm-hmm. In the end, your husband was actually fully supported and backed by the city of Huntsville and the Huntsville PD at trial, wasn't he?
He was. He was fully supported by the city of Huntsville, by the mayor, by the city council, by the police department, as far as them going forward and paying for his initial trial legal fees. Now we're on the hook for that, and now that we're going to a new trial, you know, the meter has started, and I'm looking at doing fundraising and things to help ensure that we win this case and we can move forward. So if people want to help donate to our legal fees, they can go to our website at standwithdarby.com. And there's two different links there that they can click to donate. And then they can also go to pipehitterfoundation.org. The Pipe Hitter Foundation has been a huge asset to us in securing us legal help and just guidance and overwatch as we take the steps forward in Ben's case.
All right, let's say them again one more time before you go. So it's standwithdarby.com, is that right?
Yes, standwithdarby.com and pipehitterfoundation.org.
Okay. All right. Well, Caitlin Darby, keep us posted. We want to know as things proceed, and we'll have you back on again in the future. In the meantime, congratulations. And I know it's not all the way where you want it, but it's certainly a lot closer than it was.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet, but we have been made a path, and we're running to that light. So I just want to say thank you for having me on and for the support that you've been to us.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. All right, that's an amazing story, and we're gonna stay on it a few more minutes when we get back from this break. But yeah, keep your eye on that. And I even had people on social media this morning going, "Oh, you're having her on the show? Darn right, I'm having her on the show," because I've been in weird environments where rules of engagement limited what I could and could not do and made it difficult. And I'm gonna tell you right now, that's why I did this whole segment about rules of engagement. We have to know as citizens, as law enforcement officers, when crazy people do crazy things, what are we allowed to do? And will it be viewed crazy? Well, right now, I'm going to tell you, he got a win. They should have been told, the jury should have been told, that he had a right to be viewed in light of a police officer trained as such. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.